The Business on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by AIB. We see Brave and we're backing it through Brexit.
Well, finally this morning, from fake commutes to virtual hugs, we're joined by two sisters who set up a business hoping to cheer us up in the lockdown. Jackie and Perry Meskell, you're both very welcome to the programme. Jackie, what is a virtual hug?
Hi, Richard. Good morning, everybody. Right, so a virtual hug is basically a way to express emotion through music. So you're using songs rather than words, because, of course, sometimes we can't find the words that we want to say. So basically, it's an app that just enables you to do just that. You log in, you look for your theme. So whether you want to say I love you or I'm sorry, which is quite popular for us, or a lockdown hug, which we have there at the minute, then you just pick the perfect song that's chosen for that. So we curate music by emotion. And then you add your little message and you send it via text or messenger to someone you love or care for. And the idea is that it takes seconds for the sender, but that it's super emotional for the recipient.
And when it comes to, you've decided to set this up as a business, HugNote, it's an app that you've developed. Where did the idea come from, or why this?
Yeah, the idea actually came about a few years ago. I was living in Brussels working as a management consultant with an amazing life on paper, but I was really missing friends and family back home. And a really good friend of mine had a miscarriage, and I felt so bad that I wasn't there to give her a hug. And then a song came on the radio that brought back such amazing memories of our times in DCU. We both studied journalism, and I was just kind of lost in reverie for a few minutes, and I really wanted to convey that. And I thought, if there was a way for me to digitally gift wrap this song and send it to her, that it would say everything words couldn't. So Perry had just gotten her 1-1 in tech commercialization, and we just decided, let's just go for it and see if we could make this happen. And we did.
And Perry, when it comes to themes around the kinds of songs or the kinds of tunes that people are sending, were there themes around COVID in particular that were popular?
Absolutely. When our the first lockdown came about in March, we put down a number of COVID type themes on the app so people could communicate better with their friends and family. And funnily enough, I think we all saw footage of, a couple of people singing on balconies initially over this period. We reached out to one of those artists. His name was Maurizio, and he very kindly let us put his version of Ness and Dorma on the app. And that turned out to be our biggest sent song over that entire period. So it's very interesting how HugNote works and how it really does have that impact on people. Obviously, our other themes like I'm Sorry or I Love You continue to thrive for us. And that's, again, just really important that people have a medium to communicate a message with people. And we're really happy to provide that service.
And Jackie, when it comes to running it as a business, and I presume you want to commercialise it, mm-hmm. and charge it and turn it into a business as an app, how does it work with the music? Do you have to do deals with the original artists, or do you have to have, other recordings of well-known songs?
Well, we couldn't have made life more difficult for ourselves starting not only a B2C global app, but also with a music element to it, which is an added layer of complexity. It's a very complex industry. It's ever-changing. So that was a really important piece of the puzzle for us to get right. So we took our time to make sure we do that correctly, and we're actually working with the best in the world on that in the UK, the same company that has penned the deal with, say, Triller. You might have heard of, that's a competitor to TikTok that's doing really well. They're valued at $1 billion now. We're working with them, and also we have an advisor on our team who is former BBC Music, has exceptional contacts in the industry, worked at music startups before. So those licensing deals we hope to finalise this year. Things look really good because we actually offer something different to the music industry that other music startups and companies do not. So, for example, a lot of the music on our on HugNote would be older songs from legacy artists, because
so you're able to use a variety of different things, and you're developing other things. I mean, I'm thinking about COVID and people not being able to get together and all of that. Mm. What about saying I'm sorry? I'm going to send a virtual hug or something like that because I've messed up.
Yeah, so Perry affectionately calls this the dirty dog dirty dog market. Listen, HugNote really
works.
A very big market
potentially.
Very big market.
Growing.
We actually the reason we decided to really go for it. In fact, if I can share this little story, was we decided to throw ourselves in at the deep end, and we went to this big conference in Vegas with our very first MVP. So we were in a sea of very technical guys, and initially we just thought we're out of our depth, and there was a little bit of imposter syndrome. And then as it turned out, we were the only booth with this huge queue lining up to use Hugnote because word started
to spread. So you were off to a very good start. We're going to have to leave it there. Jackie and Perry Meskell of Hugnote, thank you very much for joining us on the programme. That's all we have time for this week.